Hi, everyone. Welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to this stew. Let's groove tonight.
Whoa. Okay.
I don't know. It just came over me. Cool.
Okay.
I need to finish more of this.
Okay, I've got our fun little drinks today.
Oh,
cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Woo. Cheers. Thank you, Starbucks, for providing.
Sponsor us.
You should. That was the longest we've ever waited for a drink in our life. It was a long time.
But what did we get? What's our order? What's our Starbucks order?
Oh, I pulled the sticker off. Hold on, because I thought it looked ugly. I have it in my pocket. Casilton?
I think that's your name.
Oh, no, it definitely is. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Okay, so if you guys don't know, my name's Caitlin.
And they
that
thought
would be awkward.
C-S-I-L-T-I-N. Casilton.
Casilton. I get it.
I don't.
The S is silent. Oh, my God, I just put it back away. God's sake, let me get my little sticker. I got a mango dragon fruit lemonade. What did you get, babe?
I got an iced GTL. I don't know what that
is. Gym tan laundry. What? Jersey Shore.
Oh, I don't watch Jersey Shore.
Oh, that's your first problem.
Sub oat milk, 3-pump vanilla syrup matcha.
Yeah, so that's our drinks for the day. We thought we'd give Monster Energy
a sleep today.
What's been happening?
I just got back from Bali.
Yeah, do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was gone for 10 days.
Okay.
It was a beautiful trip. Mm-hmm. Lovely experience. Very wholesome.
Did you eat, pray, love?
I very much eat, pray, love. Mm. It was very different to my previous Bali trips.
What were the other trips?
Well, I just think you can go to Bali and have two very different experiences. You can have like the traditional Australian experience, I think, which is like get fucked up.
Yeah, the Aussies love just to go to Bali and forget all social cues and any social awareness.
Because we went to day clubs one day and like I was sober basically. And we saw some shit. Like you just see some Aussies just so, I don't know, they just touch down on international waters and get crazy. I used to do that.
You can call it what it is. It's just bargains in Bali.
Oh, right.
It's the vibe.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's okay.
It was entertaining for us to watch.
Do you think the people causing a ruckus were bogans beforehand or the Bali air, they were like, let's go, and they become like they step into the Bintang and become a bogan when they get to Bali?
I think there's a mix.
Okay, mixed bag.
I think there's just some bogan.
Okay, yeah, just straight up.
Straight up bogan. We did see some of them. And then I think there's like young people who just go there and just, it's like what we used to do. Do you remember our first 2019 Mykonos?
Yeah. Like I can, if you want me to be bogan, like I can swap.
Exactly.
We're from Queensland, baby.
Yeah, I don't know. We are the demographic that I'm talking about. So.
From the sunny coast, brother. We can swap. We can interchange. Also for our international listeners, if you're like WTF as a bogan, maybe we need to start a dictionary
glossary of words.
Thank you. You would actually, that sounds like one of your jobs. Yeah. You can take over that.
I will make the Girl Code glossary.
The Girl Code glossary.
Laminated.
In a bound. Yeah, for our international listeners, bogan is just like, okay, Australian.
Australians mostly a bogan.
Yes, very strong accent. Like, hey, mate, let's fucking go for
it. Today, shrimp on the barb. That's stereotypical Australian.
Like, we don't even say shrimp. That's like Like, let's go ride a fucking kangaroo around the park. You know, tell Steve to fuck off. I don't know. It's basically just F is every second word. Very strong accent.
Yeah.
Usually like a low hanging like singlet, like low sides, maybe
Bali
like,
bin, is that what
like a bintang singlet
thongs.
With thongs. They also get
footy
their
shorts.
Like,
footy shorts.
Footy shorts, bintang, thongs or flip flops if you're, you know, again, from the other side. And they just basically get effed up. They're just drinking like, oi, come here, like, give us a $5 ride to fucking down fins.
You get like really like messy, sloppy and almost like aggressive drunk.
Oh no, there's definitely some aggression. Like, you want to fight?
Yeah.
You want to go? You want to rustle tussle? Yeah. So
there's some Kyles punching drywall.
I'd probably put bogan in a similar category to like an American redneck, except we don't have guns and like I don't think they're as involved politically.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so that's a bogan. Add that to the Girl Code glossary.
Glossary bogan, Australian bogan. So there was some of that in Bali.
Mm.
But we were on the other end of the spectrum, which you can go to Bali and have like a wholesome, holistic retreat vibes.
Oh, yeah.
So we did like the ginger shots. We did the ice bath, the sauna, gym every day. It was very nice. It was really good.
Well, I'm proud of you for getting in the ice.
Oh, speaking of, okay, I have a bone to pick with everyone that's ever spoken about ice bath.
So just tag me next time.
Well, no, it's not just you. And this is why I think it's
go actually, talk to Wim Hof.
It's a pyramid himself. Scheme. I think ice baths are a pyramid scheme. I think there's some type of money situation.
She's onto us.
Like you're
She's
getting paid to talk about how good they are because I did it.
She's onto me.
And it's a lie. Okay. It's a fucking lie.
No, you're just a.
No, I don't. I'm not. Okay. I felt like I was in physical pain.
Maddie.
No, I don't care what you're going to say. You're being paid. You're literally being paid.
No.
Show me your bank statement.
No. The Ice Bath Society.
I'm telling you, if I looked, I would see monthly payment.
From the ice community. It started with the face ice bath face. They're who got me hooked. Yes. I got the entry into the MLM scheme and then they upped
exactly,
it.
Exactly. They heard you speak about it and then they're like, welcome, Kaylin.
Well,
it's a cult.
Ice baths are a cult. I will stand by that because, okay, I'm not getting paid by the ice bath community. I should be.
She is.
That's what someone who's in. I'm not a part of the Illuminati. Unless.
Exactly.
No, okay. So what you said to me, I lasted 30 seconds. Yes. I'm in physical pain. I hate this bath. Was my exact reaction after my first ice bath. I went in there. You know how my feet are sensitive to temperatures?
Yes.
Which has been, I think I've spoken about this a few times because you used to bully me. Every time I get out of the shower, my feet would be like bright red. Like they look like I had third degree burns.
It was actually like a little bit strange.
Or if I was cold, they'd look like they're about to need amputation.
So, because we're both pale queens.
Yeah, very pale.
So Kaylin would come out of the shower and just be super white.
Call it what it is.
She would be super pale, but I'm pale too. And then from her mid-calf down, it was red. And I would be like, dude, what?
Like, it looks like what? I walked through a fire pit.
Yeah, it's like not normal.
So keep that in mind, right? So I got into this ice bath. I thought my feet were going to fall off. 30 seconds. I think it was like 35 seconds. I got out and I was like hyperventilating. I couldn't breathe. My feet were burning.
I was having a panic attack.
Yes, that's the point, right? And I was like, I can't fucking do it. Well, they're with a group, by the way, which is so embarrassing. And they all were doing like 4 minutes, right? And I was like, fuck.
John, he just jumped in. He's like, deep breaths. I feel like I'm getting physically assaulted.
No, yeah, this is not fun. But you have to write it out. I thought, I came out and I was like, it's because I have sensitive feet. Like, I have bad circulation. Like, that's why I can't do it, right? Excuse. Because I thought that was the truth. Like, why am I so unable? I even thought about buying, you know, coral, like reef shoes.
Like, a little bit of extra warmth.
So we had little booties in there. Because the feet are what hurt. But no, it's all in your head. I hate to break it to you. It's a mental game, but you do physically become more used to the temperature because you get more, I think it's brown fat or something in your body that keeps you warm.
Because we did it twice while we were in Bali. The first one, do you know what degrees your bath is?
I do between 6 and 8.
Okay. First one, 1 degree.
Okay, no, that's way too cold.
We went into a 1 degree, an actual fridge freezer. Ice, covered with ice situation.
No,
I put my foot in and I was, I didn't actually go in that one. And then we went to an 8 degree one with an infrared sauna, which I think is the key because they say you heat up first.
Yeah.
Bring up your core body temperature. And then that's when I lasted, I think, for 40 seconds.
Yeah, see, that's better. There we go. But you'll keep getting better. You just have to keep doing it.
Also, when I got out, I was bent over in pain. I couldn't use my legs.
So they all red?
They weren't red. It was just like I couldn't stand. Oh. I was like on the floor, like double pain. Couldn't talk. Like it was not good.
You've got, trust me.
Yeah.
You can do it.
John was like, are you okay? And I was like, I couldn't speak for a good 30 seconds.
Okay. I think you need to stick at it, but just go up slow intervals. Also, not making this an ice bath podcast, but clearly I'm being paid by the society.
This is what
so.
I mean. I was like, why do people enjoy this? Like I felt like good after, but I wasn't.
No, it's. Did you put your head under?
I could be the Lord, no.
You have to put your head under. If you just do the body, like you're still cold, but it's when you dip that head that you're like, you see your whole life flash before your eyes.
Okay, right.
And then you come out and you're like,
the most I got up to was probably my titty.
Yeah.
My jug.
I stay there and then right at the end, I also, hot tip for anyone who wants to get into saunering, this is what changed it. This is what got me from Maddie, little pussy, to me, a machine.
I won't fight it.
Working with this, the Ice Bath Society. It's AirPods. So I'll go in, I'll put my AirPods in, and I put Blank Space by Taylor Swift on because it's about like 3 minutes 52. So I know when that clock's over, I've nearly hit 4 minutes. So I put that in and you can sing all the words. I just go. And then the time's gone.
And at what point does it stop hurting?
It always feels like kind of like shit.
Okay, right.
But you don't feel as cold on the straightaway. Like when I first get in, I'm like, and then you know that you can make it. I think it's once you clock a certain point, brain tells you like you can do it.
How many times did it take you to get to this point?
I think I did like a 30 second, like a 40 second, and I think it was like 1 minute. And then I went from like 1 minute to like 3 minutes used AirPods. And it was probably like 4 or 5 goes, but I was going like 3 times in 1 week.
Okay,
so it like moved quick.
Right,
but now I'm like plateaued at like 4 minutes. I just stay there.
Well,
you don't really need to go
anywhere. Honestly, stay tuned. I would like to continue my journey, but I just think it's all a scam.
It's a scam, but you do feel good. Okay, sorry, they're paying me.
This is what I mean. It's definitely a pyramid scheme. So if you guys want to make some quick cash, then get involved. Talk about Ice Bath.
Let me know if you guys want to work for yourself, be your own boss. Yeah. DM me. I have a fantastic opportunity for you all. And you can too live the life you want.
Exactly.
Do I sound like an MLM recruiter?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And that's exactly what you are. The Bali things to discuss. I did get sick. Not from alcohol this time. Last time it was definitely from... What is
juice.
It? Methanol. That's what it is.
No, stop saying methanol.
Is it not methanol?
It's ethanol.
Ethanol.
You're making What's it methy methanol? For no reason.
It's from methanol.
I've been having that. I don't know.
Oh.
Is that look at it. What is methanol?
I don't know. Whatever.
Ethanol?
It's the something phenol in alcohol. I don't know.
Ask someone else.
This time it was just from the food, I think. But yeah, I did get sick. I was out of action for a solid day. And then also on the way home, there was a medical emergency.
I don't know why you say medical emergency. My first reaction is to laugh.
It was scary at the start because we were like, what is going on? Like, is someone dying? Because people die on planes all the time. But this girl, I think she just had really bad Bali belly and it hit in the middle of the flight. She basically collapsed in the aisle. And then she was vomiting again. I didn't see any diarrhea, but the staff were running up and down with like carrying sanitary wipes, disinfectant. Like it was a lot.
Because you know that not recently, it was probably last year.
And there was like
the diarrhea flow.
I did see that. And I did think of that when this was coming. I was like, surely not. Surely.
My God, that would actually be like, honestly, it really could go bad. Imagine if the whole plane, you can't.
And
put open
smell,
a window.
The smell. Honestly, I would start trying to crack a window. Like, get me out. They had to ask for doctors on board and they gave her an IV drip in the middle of the aisles. Like, it was actually really entertaining. My neck was sore by the end of the trip. So I was like craning to watch the whole thing.
The neck pillow like around the corner.
The poor lady though, like it's so funny. Like humans are just so like curious. Like everyone was just turning around.
Oh yeah.
We want to know what's going on. But imagine if that was you. My worst night.
I mean, we're not getting embarrassed this year.
True. Nothing's embarrassing.
So it's so fine. Wrong. But
that would be.
I know we said.
Embarrassing's out.
That would do it for me. If I shit myself in the middle of an aisle, I'm not saying she did, I don't know, but I'm just saying if I like shit myself in the middle of an aisle on a full plane.
On a full, it was full.
Coming back from Bali and knowing everyone was smelling it. I'd sooner later jump out the exit door.
I would have been for a crack in the window.
I'm hijacking the plane and taking you all down with me so no one remembers this.
And do you know what's even worse?
That's so fucked up.
So when something like this happens on planes, if they land and like obviously it's international flight, they make everyone wait. You can't get off the plane and they call in biosecurity hazard officers to come and inspect her because we don't know what it is. Like, what if everyone's infected with, like...
So true. Like, she could have brought back the mystery, some mystery new COVID vibe.
Exactly.
But it's just...
So she sat there. It's like all these officers are coming on. Paramedics had to come on. There was a student paramedic in training and they were, like, teaching it. Like, oh, my God, how embarrassing. Not that it's embarrassing.
But, like, it is.
Yeah, and then she had to... No, this is so embarrassing. she had to walk off first, like in like down the aisle and like get off the plane. Everyone's like watching her.
Should we start a GoFundMe?
I think we should.
Because that is like traumatic. Justice for this woman. I know. Like it's not, but like
it is.
That sucks. No. Poor doll.
And do you know what as well? Like, because I've had the sickness. Mm. So I know what she was feeling. And I was like, oh, babe, I'm so sorry.
You lose control. Yeah.
And dignity flies out the window.
Like, she probably didn't even care. You know, when you're like so... Oh, unwell, so you that actually, you just do not care.
That's actually really true. When you're that sick, you do not care who's watching. Like you're
no,
it's happening, babes.
That's what I've heard about giving birth. People are like, you think it's going to be this big thing, but when you're there, you're just like, I don't give a, you know,
yeah,
get it out. So maybe she's not embarrassed, but
I hope she's not.
If you're listening,
justice for you. My final update is, I think I'm just suspicious of everyone.
Okay.
I have
paranoia.
I think super paranoid.
Do you want to talk to someone else about this?
I think maybe I need to call up my therapist again because I just think everyone is like kind of out to get me right now.
Yeah. Well, you're accusing me of being part of a fucking pyramid scheme. That's what
I mean. I'm like, everyone's dodgy. I just don't trust anyone. Like, everyone's lying about things.
So you're getting paid off. You're trying to kill me.
Everyone's dodge.
Right.
So we were in Bali and this was like such a nice, so we were staying at this villa, which I don't even want to talk about that villa. That was absolute shit show. The one with the no water for 24 hours.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, there was this couple staying next to us. They were Russian. John and I were in our villa and he was taking photos of me. Classic.
Mm.
She comes over, knocks on our glass door window and puts up Google Translate and is like, let me take a romantic photo for both of you. Probably been so nice, right?
That is cute. It also is giving alarm bells. Soft porn.
I'm thinking Ted Bundy vibes. I'm like, you're going to come in here and like, she's probably the one that lures like a...
Yeah, see, I'm thinking like cuckold like
I'm
vibes.
I'm thinking Barbie and Ken kill a couple vibes. Have you heard that story?
No.
They were a married couple and they killed all these people. Barbie and Ken killers. It's like...
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they were like really attractive couple.
Right. They just... killed everyone.
That's exactly.
Kind of hot. I'm joking.
Anyway, so that's I was like, holy fuck, they're going to try and like kill us.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, she's like trying to get in and I was like, oh, okay, sure. So she comes in and we've got like all of our laptops, cameras, stuff like out and about. And then she takes my phone and she's like, she couldn't speak a word of English. And she's pointing towards the window and is like, look out, like trying to say, look out. To get us to turn around. She's just trying to be so nice and do such a nice thing. And I was just so suspicious of her. And then I just grabbed the phone. I'm like, okay, thank you. So she took like one photo. And I was like,
okay. Come to your defense there. You got robbed last time. So you're already on edge. Maddie got robbed from a locked villa. Yep. Okay. So Bali's a beautiful, lovely, amazing country. We love it. But there is like a bit of theft. Like it's very common.
Yes.
So like I know what. Why you're that a bit more on vibe, edge, okay?
And I was like, I don't know if I'm being like, is this, am I just really jaded? I don't know, but I was so suspicious.
It is sad though how, you know, back in the day, you'd like go knock on your neighbor's door.
Exactly.
Got any milk, doll? You know?
If someone knocked on my door asking for milk.
I'm not answering.
I'm on the line to 000.
Right, same. I'm watching through my Ring doorbell saying, leave me alone.
Literally.
There's a man in here. Like, I will kill you.
You know what we should get is like you should get really aggressive like dog sounds and you play it on the Ring doorbell.
Dude, Minnie just goes, meow, meow.
Exactly. Minnie's like, no one's scared of Minnie. She's not
protective. I'm scared of Minnie.
Yeah.
I'm the only person around here who's scared of her.
Yeah, that was basically my Bali experience. But it was really nice. We had a good time. It was good.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah. It's very zen, very relaxed.
Bali is just...
Do you know what? Like I'm actually not... I'm not against Bali, but I'm not like the biggest.
Right.
I'm not a Bali babe. You know what I mean? Whoa.
I had to just burp. Sorry. I don't know if I'll be able to cut that out because you're still talking. So I just had to address it.
I'm not like a, I don't know. I'm not really a Bali queen.
Okay.
Not against Bali. Yeah.
Just not your.
It's not super my vibe.
Like you said, you can have so many different types of trips there. And it's so dependent on where you go. Like you could just go to Uluwatu for a week. And go to a bougie resort there and you'd probably be like, I love this. But like if you go to Canggu and jump between villas and it's like,
yeah,
it's loud.
I think, I don't know.
You just have to give it another try.
I think Fiji next time. Fiji's okay. Also closer. For some reason, I thought Bali was a closer flight than Fiji, but no.
I know. I thought Bali was like 3 hours. That's it's like six, isn't
it's
it?
It's 6 hours. And I think Fiji's maybe 2 or 3.
Yeah. So just pop over there for the weekend.
Next time, Fiji, babe.
Okay.
But that's my wrap up.
Nice. Okay. I'm glad that you're back in one piece. That's okay.
What's been going on with
you? What's new with me? Well, since you left. Honestly, not a lot, but what I will tell you is I had an accident yesterday.
Caitlin had a fall.
I had a fall. Do you know when people get older, how they're like,
she had a fall.
Cheryl had a fall. And it's like, got to get some rails installed. She's recovering after her fall.
Oh, how's the hip, Cheryl?
No, that I'm had a fall. So I have to paint the picture. Okay. So I was going downstairs. I'm pasty white, right? I'm going down. This is important.
Important information. I am pasty white.
Like, I got the veins, blue veins poking through, like baby's translucent. And I had an event last night. This was yesterday, B2 Dubs. It was the Vanderpump Rules premiere, which I will in fact touch on after this because I just remembered. I have a lot to talk about. Okay, right. So I'm going down to get my outfit and some fake tan out of my car to fix my pasty whiteness. Not that it needed to be fixed. I just didn't feel hot. Okay. Fuck. Sue me.
Yeah.
Cool. Great. Went down to my car. Well, went opened my door. So there was a parcel. It was like my screen door. So my big door's open, screen's there. Sorry, parcel. I was like, oh, reach around and get it. Normally Minnie doesn't run away. Like sometimes she'll come out and like jump up on whoever's there, but she'll come back inside. Like she's a bit of a pussy. Like she doesn't really like bolt away. But yesterday, I don't know. I think she just saw the chance and she just ran. She ran under my leg and just bolted out of my apartment block. And I am freaking out, right? So I have my big like Apple headphones on, right? And when you have them on, sometimes I like bang into the wall and stuff because you just forget how wide they are. So I'm running to go jump on Minnie like that. My headphones go flying off the balcony. I live up like on a few stories. They fly off. I'm freaking out. I trip over myself and just skid across the concrete.
Imagine someone watching that.
In the outside of my apartment, like common area, when I hit the ground, Minnie came back because it was such a loud thud that it freaked her out.
That's sweet.
She came back and she was like licking my face. I'm like, Minnie, am I like bleeding? No, because I was just in shock. Like, I was like, what the fuck was that? I was kind of laughing because I was like, did anyone?
God, I would cry.
Did anyone see that? But that's why I have this top on.
That looks painful.
It's quite small, but it's sore. I've got one cut on my left shoulder, my right shoulder, my left hip, my right hand got grazed, my knees. I'm sounding like such a pussy. Reason why this is important, circling back to the white part, I had to put my fucking fake tan on. So I'm there bleeding, scabs, no dignity. I'm completely embarrassed. I also had to walk down, put Minnie away, walk downstairs, go pick my AirPods up off the grass down below me. And all the sides had popped out. I was like,
if someone saw it,
I want to fucking die. I was so embarrassed. I wasn't embarrassed. Anywho, walked back upstairs, had to go exfoliate delicately around my scabs. The hot water's like, that I had to put the tan on. And I couldn't just not put it on the scabs because I had the Vanderpump event. I had to change my outfit. I ended up wearing this outfit that I thought was kind of a slay at the time. I was going for...
I think he looked really...
I was trying to go for Paige DeSorbo BravoCon look, right? Because I'm going to Bravo-esque event. I'm like, I want sparkles. I want pizzazz because that's what they do. They all dress up for BravoCon in America. It's like a thing. No one was really like on my sparkle vibe. So I kind of just wore a metallic top.
I loved your outfit. I thought you looked really... I liked the tights.
Thank you. I got inspired from the shoe.
Pointer shoe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, it was like a little booty short, like heels, stockings, and a silver sparkle top and a blazer. But that was so it covered all my points. That's why I had to wear the stockings. I was going down to my car to open up the suitcase of all the girl code shoot outfits to be like, let's see what I can wear. Something from this. But yeah, ended up being, I thought it was going to be like maybe the dress, like a black dress or something. Had to workshop that one. But yeah, so that's what I've been up to, nearly dying. Oh, also, whole point was when I got up from my fall, I recovered. I was like, oh my God, the Ring doorbell. Right where I fell would have been in the camera view, but I haven't charged it for the last week.
Yes, I would have loved to have seen that footage.
Well, that was my first thought. I came up and I went, girl, I can use it for girl code. Like, how funny if I just was like, insert here. It's just me eating shit. You just have to imagine it. Going,
and then just like the realizing what's happened and like kind of standing up awkwardly, like so embarrassed.
And then you see me walk downstairs, pick up my headphones off the grass.
And so sad. Like,
it was so fucked up. So yeah, that happened yesterday, which was super fun. And then most importantly, went to the Vanderpump Rules premiere.
How stunning.
That is the quickest I have ever replied to anything in my life.
Oh, the email.
I know. Like normally, like I'll see it. I'll think about it.
You would have been so excited. This is honestly your dream.
I was like, do you guys like, have you been listening to Girl Code? Like, how did you know I was so obsessed? Like, I was just so excited. Instant yes, took Tom with me. God bless his soul. It was his first ever like PR event. Nailed the media wall.
I feel like for those that don't know Tom, to give some context about his personality.
Okay.
Going to like a media event. I think it's important.
So Tom is just like a chiller. Like he isn't like basically when he started dating me, he got a heap of followers and he freaked out and put his account on private because he was like, oh, too much attention. He didn't freak him out. So that's just like the basis of him. And he's like, he's down for things. Like he's very sociable, but like, it's just not his scene. Like Tom is not trying to be on a media wall with five cameras. We walked in and they grabbed me straight away. They're like, can you come take a photo on, you know, like the media wall carpet type of thing. I was like, yeah. And then I brought Tom over and there was like four different cameras. He's like, where do I look? And then they're like, all right, so we've got all the pics. And then it was like, okay, let me just get some video content. And he's like,
so overwhelmed.
But he did so well. Like, I was so proud of him. And slay for him to come to. I was like, I don't think really any other dudes there. Well, there were like dudes, but I don't think any girls like brought their boyfriend kind of vibe. So thank you for that. First and foremost, you probably all watched it by now, but the first episode of season 11.
Good.
It's so good. It's going to be such a good season. Maddie, I wish you
Is this about
Scandoval?
I see.
You're watching the fallout. It's so good. And they're still living in the same house and they talk via his assistant. Can you please start watching?
I need to. I know.
I'm voicing this out into the universe. I really want us to become Bravo and like any type of entertainment correspondence.
Yes, I do. I need to watch. I'm sorry.
So you need to improve your reality.
No.
So then we can be correspondents. Imagine us like a little, okay, so on the carpets.
On
like
the red carpet.
Interviewing people. Be
Where's
so
your
fun.
Outfit from? Are you excited for the?
Are
you excited for the? I'm not getting hired. Are you excited for the premiere? Is that what you asked? Like,
I can tell you what they asked because I was so caught off guard.
What do they want? Is it about your outfit or is it about the what you're watching?
No, I think it's both.
I think I've watched too many Met Gala interviews. That's what I'm thinking of.
Well, yesterday I'll actually paint the scene for you all because I pulled media training out of my asshole. We're gonna role play here. So pretend you're at the Vanderpump Rules premiere. And this is no shade. And he's like, please keep inviting me to all your events. But I just want you to see what you would say to this question.
Okay, I'm ready.
No preparation. Recording. Lights, camera, action. Mini mic.
The mini mic story.
What's the name of your group chat where you talk about Vanderpump Rules?
The Vanderpump Rules chat. Shit. Have I failed? Am I getting cancelled?
Yes. Sorry. Okay, I heard that.
What do you say? Like...
Okay, so I think this is why celebrities have media training because half the time the questions are so, like, I don't have a group chat where I talk about Vanderpump Rules.
Such a niche question.
I just speak at you about it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like, and talk to the GC community about it. So very caught off guard, never said I have one. I, quick thinking, because I'm a fucking genius, I said...
Girl code.
I actually have a podcast, Girl Code the Podcast.
Now it's for you.
Girl Code the Podcast, and we have a segment called GC Gossip. And I was like, oh, they'll like be dying when they hear about this or something, which I'm sure you guys don't really care that much, but it just slipped out, okay? I was just trying to get some hype going.
For the people, Caitlin.
Yeah, I don't want to speak on your behalf, okay? But it just came out. I was under pressure. So a few points after that moment. First of all, they cut the clip so it doesn't say, I have a podcast, Girl Code the Podcast. It just starts at, they like, what's your Vanderpump group chat? It goes, GC gossip. They're going to be dying when they hear about this. It's, I'm like, what?
So they edit, yeah.
I get why they cut that out because it didn't make sense. Doesn't make sense anyway, but it wasn't really a big deal. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But my second point off the back of this, it is hard when people come at you with a camera and a light and a microphone.
And you're unprepared.
No preparation whatsoever. And they just, you don't know what they're going to say to you next. They ask you questions, pretty much exactly what we do to people when they come on our podcast. So thank you all for being here. They don't tell you and you're trying to do the best that you can. But there's so, when you're not aware or like you're not really on or like a professional, so many things like your body language, like I watched it back and I was like, when he was speaking to me and I was like trying to listen, I can see it in my eyes. Like I'm looking at him like, oh, okay. And then I like speak again. And why I'm speaking about this is because I saw recently, shout out Sophie Dopa. If anyone doesn't know, she's like an Australian influencer who we love. She's so nice. Bundle of joy. I don't know why that sounded so, like condescending. No, but she is. Yeah, she's really nice. I think she only brings positive vibes to the internet. I think she's great. Yeah, great girl. Point being, I saw her getting absolutely annihilated after the TikTok awards because she got interviewed by that guy and she didn't hear him properly or something. And then she like...
Well, she was probably just like...
Caught off guard.
Caught off guard. Like, what do you say in your own...
Live.
Live. It's so stressful.
Right? Okay, so... And she got roasted because he said something and she gave a joke back. I can't remember what it was and was like, are you flirting with me or something? And then he shut it down, which I think he was, no offense to him. Actually, I don't know. I feel like he should have like seen that and like gone along with it because like obviously she didn't hear him properly. Yeah. Like it was awkward. But instead he kind of like shut her down and like made it awkward.
Yeah.
And then everyone clipped it and they were like being so rude to her.
Internet, people are mean on the internet.
First of all,
people
assholes.
Are so mean on the internet.
Second of all, context and like everything going on around it is so important. And third of all, now that I had my mini mic interview and I watched it back because I got Tom to record it on the side so I could see like what I looked like doing it before it got edited. If someone saw that full length, they would think, one, I was probably really rude, but I was just trying to listen. And then I was like happy when I was replying, but I wasn't being fake. I was trying to focus.
You kind of black out. Don't you think like your brain doesn't really work? I don't know. It doesn't really work like normal.
No, and you just say things like you wouldn't normally say, like GC Goss are going to love to hear about it. It's like, yeah, they might like to hear about it, but it's like, I'm like, what's fine? They're going to fucking love it.
It's definitely harder when you're in that situation than I think you would think it would be.
Yes. So I just want to say to everyone who shared that video around or, you know, you watch, I guess, people being interviewed and you like overanalyze the body language and everything. When the fuck were you last interviewed
by someone
you've never met in front of people, perhaps live with a microphone, unprepared, when you're already self-conscious about how you'll look, your outfit, everything? When was the last time you did that? And then it was posted online. If you've done that, then you can judge. Yeah. If you haven't, careful. Point is context and like it's just so – it's.
Also, just don't be mean to people.
Just don't be mean, okay?
That's like the main takeaway. It's like, are we still being mean to people on the internet in 2024? Surely not.
No, I think we are. Not us, but like, I think people are. It's so weird.
So strange. I find that whole concept so weird anyways. We could talk about that for a long time.
I know we could go on to that one for ages. But yeah, basically, I just wanted to say like now that I've had a taste of being a celebrity.
Media training.
Now I've had a taste of being famous. It's hard, okay?
Yeah. I wonder what though, if you have media training, like what would they tell you to say in that situation?
I think they teach you how to spin things. So like
to turn it into a question.
Yeah. So like what I did with Girl Code, I didn't do it well. I could have done it a lot better, but that's kind of an example of being media trained. It's like you take a small thing that they said, ignore the big thing, or like you just dance around it and you take the conversation somewhere else.
Kim Kardashian's really good at that.
She's amazing. She was like, I heard exactly what you said. I shall not be responding. Yeah. And she'll just say something completely different. You're like, oh, okay. Just quickly. It's just a random tidbit that I wanted to ask you about. Actually, I'm not asking you. I'm asking the community.
Okay. What is it? Okay. I'm scared. Actually, well, maybe not.
I would like to ask, is anyone here a real estate agent?
We know some.
I know you do. That's another story for another day. But point being, okay, so my serious question is, since I've been driving lately, I've been seeing all these signs, right? Like real estate signs, big signs with big faces. And I've always just ignored them, like just known that real estate agents just put their face on things. But recently I was thinking, why?
It's a great question.
I'd like
to build like a, because I think, because they're salespeople, right?
But what about why don't like Toyota put the person's head who's selling your car? What about the coffee shop? They don't put their faces on their coffee shop. Like, here, come get some coffee. You don't put your face on 23rd and Madison office.
Do you know what though? Maybe that should change. Maybe we should all start to do that. Every business owner should start having a photo of their face.
On everything.
Next to their sign, yeah. Everywhere. Well,
the point of my story, like I know people sometimes have it in their signature. I personally don't.
I think you should change that.
No. Nah.
Put a selfie. Put a vacation.
I put like a bikini pic in my work signature.
I think you should.
Point being, I just want to know, like, what's first of all, why? Second, well, do we just know we have to do it, or are we all just like, are they all just used to doing it? I want an actual real estate agent. This isn't a jab, because keep in mind we post photos of our ass on the internet sometimes. I mean, you haven't seen my ass in a while, definitely, but like you can scroll down.
You actually did see mine yesterday. I posted like a pretty raunchy pic.
Exactly. So this is no shade in the photo game. I'm just curious, as does it help sales? Why do they tell you you need to do that?
It must, because like if you recognize them and then you feel like a connection builds trust.
I guess it's just
all
like
the psychology.
They're just like everywhere, like these photos, like just like buy my like shop here, and it's not even like anything for sale. It'll just be like a billboard with like this chick's head on it. I'm like, great, but like
slay, why?
Why? Yes, seek why? Should we just start buying billboards?
Going back to my original, I think every business owner should start showing their Facebook.
Maybe we should just start. You should just do like, you know how they say in like pitch meetings and stuff, like start sharing bad ideas, because if you do bad ideas only, you're going to come up with like different concepts. Whereas if you're just looking at what works, you're going to all start doing the same shit. Maybe we could start doing like 23rd, like real shitty marketing. Like you just get a billboard. It's like a dodgy cut out of your head next to like a dress, like buy my dress at 23rd and Madison. Just like a big billboard with like your face on it, and then it's like just your email address, like the http dot 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 like slash slash.
Buy my dress, smiley face.
It's just a photo of you.
Do you know what though? That's funny. I would double take.
That's hilarious.
That's funny as.
Am I GBT?
I
girl boss tan.
Yeah, Kaylin, have you got a marketing set?
I think
genius.
Think about what's the worst marketing you can do. That would be me as a marketing manager. I'd be like, what's the worst ideas possible?
Money. You have to have the right brand for it though.
Yeah, without destroying the company reputation.
But then again, like if like imagine if I don't know, what's like a really upmarket brand that would do that, and it would be so funny.
Imagine like Chanel.
Chanel, buy my dress.
But that would get attention, because they'd be like, is this really Chanel? And they'd be like, how did someone get away with putting up a fake Chanel billboard? And then they come out and they're like, the TikTok person, like the intern is like, oh, it was me. Hilarious.
Hilarious. You should make a marketing tips account on TikTok.
It's just me, like,
them come up all the time.
Eating my chicken wings in the lounge room, like, I have a good idea for this person. So
I love them. Sometimes I see good ideas on there and I'm like, yes, save.
I think of good ideas, but they'd be like, let's execute it. I'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah, as if.
Babe. I don't know.
I'm
you guys
can. The idea. Goodbye.
I'm flat out. You guys can sort that out. Just run me a check. Okay. Our final point.
A very big, exciting one.
So you know how.
I don't know if we said it on the podcast.
No, I think I did say, I can't remember, but in real life, story of events, Taylor Swift. Okay. We did talk about on the pod not getting tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So basically when her tickets came out, couldn't get tickets, we move on very quickly. But I knew, and I said since that day, I'm going to Taylor Swift. Haven't figured out how. My mum actually called me mid-episode, I think, and she was like, there's one ticket left.
That's right.
And I was like, I'm not going on my own. Right. So since then, anyone who asks, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go. Just don't know how yet. Tell them the news.
So you might recall, do you remember how we spoke about saying we're going to go to the weekend?
Oh, and then
got cancelled.
And you became a Swiftie. We did talk about this. Yeah. And you're going to pimp yourself out to get us tickets.
I was going
to
pimp myself out to any brand. I'd post every day to get us tickets.
Which is a Good deal.
Good deal. So anyways, the weekend concert got cancelled. He couldn't come. We were going with this company. We got an email. Was it like a week ago?
No, it was like
2 days ago.
Yesterday.
Yesterday, whatever. I don't know. I'm confused. We get an email basically saying that because we didn't get to go to the weekend, we're now going to Taylor Swift in a box office.
Box office?
Also.
At the office.
Box office? Box tickets?
Yeah.
Box seats?
Yeah. Good seats.
Is it not a box?
It is a box, but not a box office.
Oh, okay.
Box office is like when before you go to a show, you buy your tickets.
See you guys at the box
office. I'll be at the box office.
Also very exciting, we are going in a stretch pink Hummer.
Oh, so camp.
There's so many iconic factors in this whole situation.
And the best part is when the tickets went on sale, Maddie wasn't really a Swiftie. And I know people are going to come. This is the other thing. Some Swifties will come for you because you've got this box privilege when you haven't done your time, like you haven't done your 1,000 hours of Swiftie territory. Not me. Sounds like it's me. It's not. I'm just
That's okay.
I'm just pre-warning everyone.
I understand.
Okay. Don't come for her, okay? She was doing this for both of us.
Didn't you?
Okay. You can. It'll be fine.
it'll
be fine. No, I don't think anyone in the GC family is like that, but I have heard people... stories of influencers talking about their tickets and they're like, you don't fucking deserve them. You should go die. Like, you're not even a fan.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Me and the stretch pink Hummer at the box office.
You're not at the box
office. Yeah, I'm going to keep calling it that. I'm going to get roasted.
Well, the thing is though, you did, at the start when the tickets became available, you weren't a Swiftie. You weren't a hater, but you weren't involved.
I think I did say I don't understand the hype. I think I may have said those words, which at the time I didn't. And now I do. So.
But you did organically become a Swiftie last year, and that was on the podcast record. Okay, so that is time stamped, and we only got invited 2 days ago. So in this time, Maddie was an authentic Swiftie.
Yes, and I've never been an anti-Swiftie.
You'd never been an anti-hero.
Well,
that was a reference. Did you get it?
I did.
See,
I did. Thank
got
you.
Got it. You're I passing.
Did. I've never been anti-Swiftie. I just never was a Swiftie.
Yeah.
You know?
I think after this concert, I think it'll be like a spiritual experience for you.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be in line.
The point of the whole story is manifesting machine. So yeah, that's all. Manifest your goals and dreams, baby.
And they will happen if you put in the work.
If you believe you can achieve.
Yeah. So that's it.
That's all.
Anyway, so that's it for this week's episode, housekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys would like to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, also YouTube now, because we post the full video there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all at Girl Code, the podcast. And it'll be linked down below in the show notes. That's all.
That's all. Bye. Bye.